All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Listen, thanks for liking, thanks for subscribing, sharing, passing it on. I really appreciate it, all the support. Thanks so much. New podcast is back, not new one, new episodes are back of the Almost Irish podcast with my friends Dan and Dennis Rooney. Again, one of us had a personal issue, so not my place to talk about someone's business, but someone had a problem with their ovaries. But we're back soon. This week, I think there should be another episode up. So appreciate the patience on that one. Thank you so much. Also, before I get into the podcast today, Maguire's Comedy Club in Bohemia. One of my, if not my favorite comedy club. I'm back. I'm headlining one show only. Tickets are on sale. They may be already gone by the time this airs. I'm so excited to be back. I'll be back at the Comic Strip. I've had a fucking great run of shows at the Comic Strip. Just banging out a bunch of new material. Crowds are great. I don't know. Maybe the material is not that good. Maybe the crowds are just happy to be out, so they're just laughing at anything. So it's a weird one. It's a weird one. But I've a lot to get into today. I've a lot to discuss. I had a fun week and there's been a lot of shit going on too. So, oh, by the way, on subscribe to YouTube, by the way. And the reason why I tell you that is because I'm starting to do something now where I'm going to have bonus episodes up here where I interview people from a different studio. And I'm not going to take the audio and put it on to wherever you get your audio. So that's only going to be available for YouTube. You don't have to, when I say subscribe, it doesn't cost you anything. You just get to look. Like now my hair is a mess. I look like a fucking idiot. But you get to look at the podcast, right? And I know a lot of people don't watch podcasts. But if you subscribe to YouTube, you get that. You get to see those bonus episodes where I interview fighters and stuff. I just did one last night out at Strong Island Boxing. With ranked number 4 in the country, right? Jess and Christian, the coach. And we'll be doing stuff like that. So we'll be having fun episodes. And also my album, my comedy album, my very first comedy album will be released on YouTube. When I say I don't have a new one. Like this is one from back when I was doing comedy, like a wet day. It's embarrassing to listen to. But I'm going to be putting it up, stuff like that. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it was a crazy week for me. Last week, I got up to take my daughter to New Jersey to meet a friend of hers. Now, I won't talk about the personal aspects of meeting this person, but what I will say, dad of the year. Right here, dad of the year. I'm not explaining the situation behind it. That's not my business. That's not my place to talk about it. But dad of the year, I got up, crack of dawn. I drove my daughter to New Jersey where she was meeting this friend in a place called the Columbus Flea Market, Columbus Drive Flea Market. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but Google it. Google Columbus Flea Market. Interesting. It was just basically a place where you could buy weapons and weed. That's it. Everything else was like what you would expect, right? From every store. It was just miles upon miles. But I think it's like a 3 mile, and I could be wrong. It's a 3 mile radius of just miles. Like just stores, right? Of like stalls, I should say. And every one of them sold weed. Because I guess weed is legal in Jersey. I don't know the laws in relation to what you can do with weed. I don't give a shit. I don't care enough about weed to protest that it's legal. And I don't give a shit that it is legal. I don't partake or participate in that stuff. But it's legal in New Jersey. What's that line? Isn't that from Hamilton? Everything is legal in New Jersey. So I go and I'm walking, and all it is, like, there's this one stall that just sells, like, fucking shlink, machetes and weed, knives and weed, you know, like, they even had, like, cattle prod taser, stuff that's illegal in New York, right? So, but it's not even a regular cattle prod taser, it's a cattle prod with kind of, like, spikes at the end of it, so not only do you fucking beat somebody to death with it, you also electrocute them while you're beating them. A lot of fascinating stuff. And, you know, you can never have enough protection. You can never have enough protection in your cars, in your homes, to protect your loved ones. They were selling guns too. I don't know what legal aspect they were. I don't know how real they were. I don't know if they were like BB guns, like pellet guns, as we call them in Ireland. But they were selling, and weed. Like, you know, then you go, and it's exactly what you would think, right? A lot of creepy men go there for some reason, like looking at little girls and stuff. A lot of that going on, which is weird. But yeah, I mean, anything you think you would sell at a flea market, right? You know, they had all the original, all the good knockoff bags, right? They had, you know, Michelle Kors bags. They had Gookie. They had a lot of Gookie pocketbooks if you wanted to buy a Gookie pocketbook. They had Guess, a lot of Guess stuff, shirts. But it was like they had a question mark on it. It wasn't like a Guess t-shirt. It was a Guess with a question mark. So like if you saw a fat person wearing a Guess shirt or something like that, and it would be Guess, and it would have a question mark on it. You would go, 280? 280 pounds? I don't know, 15 stone? To, you know, for the Metro, for Ireland. Yeah, so all the knock, and weed, right? So you could get, can I get a Guess shirt and weed? And then you had, one woman wasn't even trying to hide it. She just had a table out with just, like, cardboard cutouts, like, for hearts. You know, like, if it was Valentine's Day, you know, you make those in school, like, out of crepe paper, and you cut out a heart. And she had those. Like, I don't know who's buying those. Like, who needs a cardboard cutout of heart? But weed. And that she would go back, what do you need? How many ounces? And she would just get it right from her truck. Again, all the classy stuff you would buy. Everything, you know. If you were to go to Christmas shopping, all the things for the family would be done in that place. Like, if you wanted, which I know I need, is a mat, a shower mat. That is just like $100 bill. So when I step out of the shower, I know I'm money. You know what I mean? Money McThomas. That's what I should change my name to. Like Money Mayweather. Money McThomas steps out onto the mat and it's $100 bill. You just know you're living the life when you step out and you get, you know, weed. You get weed too. Weed with the mat if you want to. All the sports jerseys. Now, I don't know much about American sports. I am watching the documentary on Michael Jordan right now because I was in the 90s a huge, huge... Is my microphone on? Yeah. I'm a huge NBA fan, so I recognize some of the jerseys. But, you know, they had all the major teams, right? Like the Buffalo Berts jerseys. Obviously, that's not real. It's the Buffalo Bills. But you could buy a Buffalo Bert jersey and weed. And then, you know, you could buy, you know, a Chicago Bulls jersey, number 23, Jaden, J-A-Y-D-N. So they had all the things you need and weed. And that was it. And then you had one guy who just set up a table and took the stuff out of his house. Like he didn't want it anymore. Like a garage sale, they call it here, or jumble sale, as we call it in Ireland. And just, it was an excuse to sell weed. Like, he just pulled the stuff out of his pockets. Like, there's some Tic Tacs. There's keys to something. There's a pen and weed. And that was it. And it was just a fun place to buy weed. So I drove home and I drove my daughter home. And then I had to go back to the city for two shows at the comic strip. I'm just checking my recording, make sure it didn't cancel out. Good. And yeah, they had two great times at the comic strip, and no weed at the comic strip, and it was great. You know, it was good. But dad of the year, you know, and then I look at the news this week, and the Johnson & Johnson, the shot, the vaccine for the COVID, is the government stopped it. The US government stopped. I don't know where it's going on the rest of the country, but the US government stopped it because people are getting clots, blood clots, and dying and stuff like that. You know, just a side effect, bit of death. You know, what are the side effects? You might feel a bit nauseous. You know, you might get a bit dizzy, headache, a little bit of death. But hey, I'm not a doctor. Again, I was never an anti-vaccine person. I never was. I was never against the vaccine, but I'm also not a I told you so person. Okay? I'm not one of those people, you know. I'm not one of those people that tells people to go get the vaccine. Look, I don't personally want the vaccine because I'm healthy. I ran a marathon Sunday when I was only supposed to do 10 miles. I looked at my phone. My friend Emily, she texts me a picture of her. She goes, I just did a marathon. I was like, fuck you, Emily. Now I'm going to have to go run and do a marathon just to keep up. And I'm running 50 miles this weekend. And I'm okay. I eat healthy. I'm all right. I don't need a vaccine. Again, I'm not against it. But I don't want the old side effect of death. I like being alive right now. Just for now. You know, just for now. I might take a side of death. Just try it. Just to see what happens. You know, what's the worst could happen? I won't die. So then I see, and here's the weird thing about the fucking the vaccine too, right? Is like, first of all, I just want to say before I get into it, it's like, Ireland, what the fuck are you doing? For the rest of the world, listen to this, right? I'm embarrassed about how Ireland is handling everything. You know, we're the first country in the world. The first country in the world to legalize gay marriage. We're progressive thinkers, us. We have more fucking poets per square mile than fucking America has fucking nail salons. Right? Pizza places. We have just fucking poets. We lead the way in writing and poetry. We got some fucking great actors. We have Bono, for fuck's sake. We lead the way in a lot of different things. But now we fucking are so, I'm embarrassed for us, for what's happening. Here's, let me fill you in, by the way. I wasn't just going to rant and insult Ireland and have the whole country go, oh, how dare you turn on us. If you go to Ireland, if I want to go visit my family, right? Vaccine or no vaccine. This is why I don't want to get the vaccine. Why am I getting it? Because they're going to, I'll talk about it on another episode about vaccine passports, right? Some countries are talking about now where you can't come in here without, like, is that not infringing on your rights? Now, I don't want to, you know me, I'm not political. I'm not, like, but this kind of does sound political. But they're like, you know, all are welcome unless you have a certain stamp. I don't want to get the stamp. Well, then you can't get in. It's like, it's, wait, what the fuck? So Ireland now, even if I have the vaccine, even as an Irish citizen, if I decide to go over, surprise my mother like I did one time, knocked on the door, opened the door, she's like, I was expecting like these, you know, when the military come home in those videos and you turn them on and you press play on it and it's like a mother at her job or a girlfriend kind of whatever. And then they have the music playing in the background like, I'm coming home, tell the world. And then you turn on, the mother's like, oh my God. And she collapses to her knees, or the girlfriend or the boyfriend or whatever it is. And they go, oh, and the kids cry or the dog goes crazy. And I cry watching these things. And I was expecting to be one of those moments. And I get to Ireland and I rent a car and I drive down to Wexford and I knock on the door because I don't have a key anymore. Why would I carry a key? And my mother opens the door and she just looked at me and she went, do you have any washing needs doing? Like, she was doing the laundry. And I opened the door, hadn't seen her in 2.5 years. And I was expecting this big moment. And she goes, do you need any laundry doing? Because I got the wash. I just put a wash on now. Do you want one? I was like, no happy moments. No. My mom was weird like that. And then she would do this thing where she would go like she's got a martyr gene that all women have, by the way. I know that sounds sexist, but all women, I'm convinced, have this thing called a martyr gene. What I mean by a martyr gene is like, everybody's against them. Woe is me. Aren't I terrible? And like, my mother would do this thing where I would come over to visit her and she'd go, do you want a sandwich, Mick? And I go, no, ma'am, fine. I'm fine. Go on and make it just like you like. No, ma'am, no, I'm going to go out later. I'll eat with the lads. It's fine. I don't want a sandwich. Go on. I'll put that stuff on that you like. I'll put that sauce on that you like. No, ma'am, no, I'm saying, grand. I'll put a packet of crisps with it and everything. Ma'am, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Go on. I like, fuck. All right, Matt, can I have it? Yeah, I'll make a sandwich, Matt. Just make me a sandwich. And then my other brother would come over and he would ask a question. He was like, Matt, did you see my fucking football jersey? And she'd go like, I have to go make him his fucking sandwich and then I have to make your jersey. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't. That's an Irish mother for you. Martyr. So, yeah, I was expecting that moment at the door. But so it wasn't. You know, well, that's not what happened. So anyway, if I want to go to my mother's house and visit her, visit my family, here's what happens. You get off a plane now. It's not just the US, by the way. There's a whole bunch of countries. My friends and my brother sent me this thing. My friend Tommy, who was my first guest on the podcast. And it's this thing now that if you get off the plane, and America's one of the countries, if you get off a plane, you're greeted by the Irish Army. Now, first of all, let's talk about the Irish Army. It's not as threatening as you think, people. Like, you think, oh my God, the Army, like, in shape, you know, Marines, in shape, Navy SEALs. No, 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 no. The Irish Army are just basically extras in movies. Like, we don't do anything. We don't fight any wars. We have guns. I don't even know if there's fucking bullets in them, right? We go off and we fight things like, we're part of NATO, so we're like peacekeepers. Do you know what I mean? We're peacekeepers, like in the African Civil War and stuff. We would go, but even then we weren't allowed to shoot anybody or do anything. We just had to be there with our guns. Like, we just had to say stuff like, if you saw, like, you know, boy soldiers chopping off heads with machetes, which is what they did in the African Civil War, chopping off hands, we wouldn't be able to help them and shoot the guy doing all the hacking. We would just go, hey, 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 stop that. Get off of him. Leave his, put his head back on. Put his head back on. What do you do? Like, that's how useless the Army. We're in Braveheart. Did you ever watch the movie Braveheart? One of my favorite movies. You know that scene where they all come charging down the hill? Thousands of people. That's the Irish Army. That's what we do. Like, they're Mel Gibson, like, we need extras. Like, the Irish Army, they're doing nothing. Like, we're trying to watch that movie and get in the moment. Like, isn't that fucking Chris? I know Chris. What's he doing? All right, mate. I saw you in Braveheart. Like, yeah, yeah. That's what they do. That's what the Irish Army does. So the Irish Army, they will just give you some perspective of what they do. So you get off the plane, the Irish Army greets you with their guns, probably not loaded, and they go, get on a bus. Sorry, you get on a bus. So you got to get on a bus, like, where are we going? Are we getting a tour of Dublin? I don't need to take it. I've been there. I've lived in Dublin many times. But if you're American, it's going to be good to go and take a trip around Dublin, go across down O'Connell Street, across the bridge, you know, up Grafton Street if you can. It's lovely there, especially this time of year. But anyway, they don't do that. They put you on a bus, drive you to a hotel, probably not a good one, or a Mada Inn or something. Then you go into the hotel and you have to stay there for 15 days. And at the end of the 15 days, because they're going to make you quarantine, you're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave. And at the end of the 15 days, you get a bill. There's your hotel bill, sir, €1,800. €1,800, I'm not that good at doing foreign breakdowns of the exchange rate, but I do believe that's $650 American. $650 million, I should say. That's what I meant to say. But yeah, it's a lot of money. It's about $2,500, I would say, based on whatever rate I'm making up today. So that's $2,500. So you get to then you get a bill for $2,500. So yeah, you go to Ireland, the government, even if you're a citizen, right? You don't think, like, I don't get to go on a separate line. Normally do with my passport. Hi guys, I'm Irish. I have to wait on this long line. Out I go. I'm getting on your bus too. I'm getting on the same bus as you. What the fuck, Ireland? What do you do in Ireland? I'm going to get on this bus, stay in a hotel for 15 days, and you're going to charge me for it, and you're going to make me pay food, and then I got to go back home. Who takes 2 weeks to go to Ireland? What did you do? I went to a hotel. Oh, yeah, but what did you see? I saw the lobby. Yeah, but what else? I saw the pool. Were you allowed to swim in the pool? No, because I probably have COVID after quarantine. You're not allowed to swim in the pools. I had to sit there watching shit Irish television. Irish television is shit, just so you know. So that's what the fuck you're doing, Ireland. What? Listen, first of all, I heard, my mother told me, I could be wrong on this one, that when you get the vaccine, you get to carry a piece of paper, but you have to carry that piece of paper around with you. Again, I've said this before. I remember that happened in history somewhere. I was good at history in school. I remember certain people had to carry things around, like maybe it was a shape or a star to let them know that they were certain people to keep other people happy. The Star of David, I believe. I think was it Jewish people had to do it, I think, for a certain guy in Europe. I don't know. But now the Irish people, we have to carry around a piece of paper to go places to let you know that you got a fucking vaccine. What are you doing, Ireland? What are you doing? Now you're marching. It's almost as fucking bad as China, right? Here he goes. He's having a go at the Chinese now. I'm not having a go at the Chinese. I'm having a go at the Chinese fucking government. Right? Stop Asian hate, people say. I agree with that. I don't believe in stop any kind of hate. Let's just not be a cunt. That's my motto in life. Don't be a cunt. Just don't be a cunt and fucking treat everybody the same. That's it. You don't need to go out on record. And I've talked about this before. Just don't be a cunt. Don't attack anybody. Don't hate on anybody. That's it. It's not that hard to do. We don't have to single out everybody. We don't have to be reminded every week of which group not to hate. We're going to run out of groups, so eventually you're just going to say, don't be white. Just stop being white, will you? And just fucking, can we just not be cunts and love everybody and treat everybody with respect? Can we just say that? Can we do that? So anyway, I'm not hating on China. I'm hating on the Chinese government. Why are you hating on the Chinese government, Mick? Good question, Mick. Let me tell you. Chinese government are kind of pretty much have America in their pocket right now, right? First of all, what they're doing is, like for the NBA, we'll talk about the NBA first. The NBA, which is the National Basketball Association, for those of you who don't speak French. That was dumb. So what, let me give you a bit of history. There's a group in China called the Uyghurs. Now, when I first heard about the Uyghurs, I was like, good. Chinese people are killing the Uyghurs. Good. I think they should kill all the Uyghurs because they're annoying, right? They dress in, like, they try to dress tough. They talk with, like, a fake accent. They call everybody my N-word. And they listen to hip-hop way too loud. Like, I like hip-hop to a certain level. But some people play it way too loud. They drive by. I was at the comic strip outside talking to James Mattern the other day. And this guy drove by in a minivan blaring Nas out. I don't think that's how it's meant to be. But I was like, yeah, get rid of the Uyghurs. Get rid of all the Uyghurs. Fucking whatever you need to do with them. But then I looked into it. It's the Uyghurs. I was like, oh, silly Mick. Let me tell you what the Uyghurs are. The Uyghurs are a Muslim community. They're a Muslim community in China. Now, they are not Muslims who moved to China, by the way. They're not like what you think, right? You look on television and you see Syria being bombed and all of a sudden you see these caravans of Muslim people like, we're not coming to my town. I don't want these people here in my town. Why? Because they look different than me. Right? It's not that. They're already in place. They're already Chinese people. And they happen to call themselves Uyghurs because their religion is they're Muslim. They're Muslim, which is, I don't go for any religion. I don't give a shit. But you go be what you want to be. I think it's all shit, mate. I think too many people have died in the name of religion. So I don't follow any of it. I'm not into it. I don't worship any of that shit. So, turn that down a bit. Hopefully my sound hasn't been fucked through this whole episode. So the Chinese government just doesn't recognize the Uyghurs. So what they're doing is the police are rounding them up. They're put into camps. They're beaten. They're ones that are not put into camps. The police are going into their phones, right? They're putting a device in your phone. You can't buy a phone if you're a Uyghur. Because without the cops putting a device into your phone, so that means everything you Google, everything you text is checked. They're also going back and destroying, the Chinese government are destroying all their history, right? They're bulldozing mosques for no reason. All their history and manuscripts are being burnt, destroyed, like they didn't exist. They're getting rid of everything. They are beating the women and children. They are locking people up for months upon months. They're killing them in the concentration, and this is from what I've read, by the way. This is not me speculating, so this is what I've read. They are basically just what they're doing to these people. It's like they're making their language illegal to speak. Like, so if they walk down the street and they speak it, they're gone. It's illegal to speak it. There are more cameras up in their communities than any place in China, so they're monitoring everything they do. When you go to school, women who wear burqas, you're not allowed to wear those on the street. They're banned. They're basically treated like absolute dog shit by the Chinese government. Now, so when some of the Chinese people tried to stand up for that, like, so here's what happened. This is my problem. The NBA, I think it was the Houston Rockets coach or manager. You'll have to forgive me. I'm not a big sports guy. He tweeted about saying, listen, this is not cool, basically, supporting the protest against them. So the Chinese government called up the NBA and they went, hey, NBA, hey, what's going on, NBA? It's China. And they're like, oh, all right, China, how you doing? It's been a while. Yeah, not too bad. Listen, we have a problem. Oh, no, what's the problem? What can we do you for? I know you're expecting me to do a Chinese accent. Not doing it, not falling for that one. Cancel culture ain't going to get me. What's the problem? Yeah, mate, listen, you know the way we have 200 billion people watch the NBA over here? Yeah, we love that. Thanks, 200 billion. All 200 billion people watch that show. Yeah. And you know how 1.9 million people watch the NBA in your country, in America? Yeah, we just don't have the numbers. So your 200 million, sorry, your 2 billion people who watch the NBA, sorry, your 2 billion people watch the NBA. We're grateful for that. Yeah. And only not even 2 million watch it in your country. Yeah, that's right. Well, tell that guy to take that tweet down. I'm swapping my hand around, so now I don't know who I am anymore, if I'm China or the NBA. Maybe I should have done the accent. But anyway, let me cut and let's go and continue the scene. Yeah. Listen, what did he tweet? Well, the guy from the Houston Rockets just tweeted that, you know, he kind of agrees with the protests in China. So if you want us to continue showing your product over here, because we'll ban all NBA shit from television if you want to. Oh, don't do that, China. Please don't do that. We'll make him take the tweet down. Yeah, do that, because if you don't, we're never going to show the NBA over here again. We're going to take down all the signs, all the endorsement deals, everything that our 200, you know, everything your 200 million people do versus our 2 billion people do. Yeah, you can fuck off. We're not going to show it. All right, we'll do that. We'll get rid of that. So then what happens is, and scene. But then the NBA called up the manager of the Houston Rockets and those other players too. And he said, take down that tweet, because if you don't, we're going to fire you. We're going to this, that, the other, because there's clause in their contract saying that if you make the company look bad, it can be grounds for termination. So that's the kind of power China has over the NBA, which is, I believe, an American company that plays basketball in America. I think it became famous worldwide when the Dream Team, the 94 Dream Team, for the Olympics, kind of put, like, people are like, fuck, basketball is cool when you have all these legends playing on the one team. Like, I didn't, and then basketball kind of grew. I was a huge fan and a good player of basketball back in the 90s. But it doesn't stop there. It always goes with, you know, my favorite, which is, we all know I'm a Disney fan. Bang, bang, Disney tattoo, right? We all know I'm a Disney fan. So, big Marvel fan, Marvel owned by Disney. So one of my favorite movies, which in the master, the Marvel universe, was Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange. And in the original Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange didn't have powers. He was shown how to tap into this. I'm not going to be nerdy now, but he was shown how to tap into this on this hidden power that kind of apparently resides in all of us. So the guy who showed him is that Dr. Stephen Strange went to Taiwan, and he met Tibet is in Taiwan. Fuck, I sound like an idiot now. But it was a Tibetan monk that showed him all his powers, right? So anyway, China gets on the phone. They're making a movie. China gets on the phone and they go, Hey Disney, what's going on? And Disney's like, oh boy, hi China. I'm not going to do the whole, I could do the mouse voice, but I can't do the Chinese voice. Come on. Anyway, so he's like, Hey Mickey Mouse. Listen, we're looking forward to Doctor Strange coming out. So we can't wait to see it. Hey, you know the way 2 billion people over here watch all everything Disney and the merchandise and that kind of stuff. Yeah, we love that. We're grateful for that. And we're excited for you guys to see Doctor Strange. Yeah, well, about Doctor Strange, listen, here's what I was thinking. We don't like Tibet, Taiwan and all that shit. So could you please get rid of that monk? But in the story, it's the guy, like, he's from, you know, Taiwan, Tibet. Like, he's a Tibetan monk and he gave Doctor Strange. Yeah, but We don't like Tibet. So you're going to either get rid of that guy or not going to show your movie there. Thanks. That'd be great. That'd be fantastic. And all right, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. Yeah, and while you're at it also, we're just opening up a new theme park here, a new Disney theme park. So make sure you get that done right. So we don't want to fucking delay the opening of the park, because we'll shut that shit down right away. All right, we'll take care of it. And Disney went ahead and what did they do? They changed the character in Doctor Strange to a woman. And that's not me going, Mick, you sexist. No, the character was great, actually. They did a great job on it. The actress, I can't remember her name, forgive me, did a really great job. And if you're not a comic book fan, you know, you're not going to notice the difference. But it's the fact that America bend to China's will just because they didn't like it. Now, on the other plus side of that, China openly shits in the streets, by the way. Google that. I heard that on, I think it was on Joe Rogan, someone was talking about it. That, yeah, you can go in a shopping mall, squat, Google it. Don't take my word for it, because I Googled it. You can go in a mall, squat down, take a shit, and just keep on walking. So now people are in Disney. They have that much love and respect for Disney that these people in China are just shitting in Disney, the Chinese Disney World. They're going through the parks like, isn't that lovely? I love that. Take a photograph. I got to take a shit. Bushes right over there, and they squat in the middle of Main Street, fucking Disney. I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. Someone takes a shit in Disney. But that's where we are now. That's where we are, that we are just bowing down to China's rules because fucking the almighty dollar, the money talks. We're losing our sense. We're being bullied. We're being fucking bossed around, and we're allowing it to happen. And now I go on and I see my own country, Ireland, who is supposed to be, like I said, progressive thinkers, first country to legalize gay marriage. And what happens? What the fuck happens? We're just as bad now. We're getting just as bad in the world. When does it stop? When does it stop? I did an episode last week about big tech and how that's affecting us and where that's going to take us. But not only that, but we're just allowing people to not, I don't want to say take our rights, but just tell us what rights we have, find the little loopholes to stop us going anyplace. When does it stop? Where does it end? I don't know. I don't mean to end it on a bummer. But I'm not going to say start a revolution. Let's rise up, people. But let's maybe ask questions. Let's maybe jump on the lines. Let's not be my fat friend who is 28 pounds overweight, so I'm going to put on an extra 2 pounds just so I can get the vaccine. Maybe not do that. Maybe put some work in to the point where maybe you don't need a vaccine. Maybe if you get COVID, hopefully it's just like it is for anybody I know who has been very fit and healthy, who just felt like a cold. Now, again, I'm not a COVID denier either. I know it has affected some people, but it's affected a lot of people who are out of shape. A lot of people who have already underlying illnesses. But how about you put the work in and don't have any of these underlying illnesses? How about you don't become, you know what I mean? Then maybe you'll feel like me, like, I don't think I need a vaccine. I'll leave it at that. Anyway, I hope you're well, everybody. And I hope for those of you who do get a vaccine, I hope there's no blood clots and no side effects of death. But thank you so, so much for listening, liking, subscribing, sharing. I appreciate it. Do not forget to hit subscribe on, I sound like those fucking gamers on YouTube. Smash that subscribe button. But yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel, lads. There's more stuff coming up for you on the YouTube channel alone. Thanks for listening, liking. I said all this shit. What the fuck are you doing? Listen, Maguire's First Comedy, Maguire's Comedy Club. I think tickets probably will sell out if they're not sold out by the time you're listening to this. But go to govs.com for tickets. Thanks so much. New episode of the Almost Irish podcast coming this week. And I'm going to have a new bonus episode of Cheaper Than Therapy with two guests coming up at the end of the week or maybe next week too. It's already recorded. I just got to get it put together for you. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. Hope you're well. And as always, wash your hands or don't, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.